Chapter 1. God made you the way you are. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis 2, verse 7. You are unique. God made people in a different way than he made animals. God breathed life into the man's nostrils with his own breath. The man's body became alive. God formed the first woman out of one of the man's rib bones. He gave life to her too. Even though God uses a different way to form people's bodies now, he still gives life to each person. God made people so they would be different than the animals. He made people unique in these ways. We are made in God's image. We can know the difference between right and wrong. God gives us each a soul that will live forever. We can talk, sing, and praise God. We can create, invent, and think about complicated things. We can know and love God. God teaches us more than the beasts of the earth and makes us wiser than the birds of heaven. Job 35, verse 11. Definitions. If something is not like anything else, we say it's unique. A womb is the special place inside a mother where God makes a baby grow before it's born. We say the mother is pregnant when there is a baby growing in her womb. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Thump says, here's our memory verse again. Our memory verse shows us that God knows each person before they even start to grow inside their mother. He knew you before you started to grow too. God knew just how he would make you look. He knew what color of eyes he would give you, and whether you would be a boy or a girl. Are you good at drawing and math? Or are you so observant that you usually know where your little sister left her favorite blanket? God planned for you to be good at certain things. God made you a unique person. There has never been anyone exactly like you. Find someone nearby and ask to see their left pointer finger. Now, look at your own left pointer finger. Do they look the same? That's a tricky question because in many ways they do look the same. God gave fingers special jobs to do. That's why he gave everybody's left pointer fingers the same structure, the way it's put together, to do its function, job. At the same time, there are small differences between the same structures on different people. Look at the left pointer finger on the two of you again. Do you see a difference in the shape of the fingernails?